This podcast is a ministry of Oriole Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.oriolechristianassembly.org.
But this one is my favorite one, me, okay? Because it's different than the other two. You know, we've already talked about the Feast of Trumpets. I love the Feast of Trumpets. It's very important. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year for the Jewish people, and it's very significant for us as the church, okay? Because how many know the trumpet is going to blow and Jesus is going to come back, right? So very prophetic, very significant for us. The second one that we mentioned and talked about a little bit last Sunday was the Day of Atonement, right, which is Yom Kippur. That's already passed. That was this past week. Very solemn day for the Jewish people. It's a day for what? To get their sins atoned, right? To be forgiven, for repentance, right? It's not the most probably favorable day of the year, but it's the holiest day of the year for the Jewish people. And it's very important, significant for us too, because how many know, because of Jesus, we have atonement today, right? And we don't have to do all the things that they had to do in the past, during these feasts. And we're going to look at that briefly. But today, again, is the Feast of Tabernacles. Praise God. Get all my notes out here. I just love going into this stuff. It's a really special time. The Feast of Tabernacles in Hebrew is called Sukkot. Okay? Sukkot. Hopefully, Brother Mel will have everything up there for us. We got some notes for you. Sukkot is the Hebrew name for the Feast of Tabernacles. Amen. And it's also called the Feast of Ingathering. Praise God. What did I say? The Feast of Ingathering. It's time for us to get together. That's why First Lady named the women's ministry what? Women's Ingathering. That's where she got that from years ago. Okay. So that's what this feast is about. Let me just welcome our viewers on Facebook and on internet. I'm Pastor Rich Garitano. You are joining us here at Oriole Christian Assembly. We are today celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles. So I know you're going to be blessed. I'm happy you're viewing us and watching us. But I would want to encourage you and say, if you don't have a home church, come visit us here. Amen. We have room for you. You will be blessed here. So come, we're at 3400 North Oriole on the northwest side of Chicago. So welcome again today as you join us today. Praise God. All right. So a couple things. Again, I'm not going to be long. I want to show you a few things in the scriptures about the Feast of Tabernacles. And then we're going to have the ladies come back and do a few songs. And we got a special ending planned for today. All right. Like Angelina said, we got a lot of good things, a lot of fun today. Fun in the Lord. Right? Can I get an amen? I mean, God wants us to have fun. Clean fun. Godly fun. Right? Right? Things that he approves of. Amen. So two things that when we think of the Feast of Tabernacles, should be really two things. One in particular for me and you, because we're not actually Jewish people. We have Jewish blood because of Jesus. Amen. He lives inside of us, so we could say we're Jewish, but, you know, we're Italian, we're Polish today, we're Romanian, right? But we got a little bit of Jewish in us too, thanks to the Lord. But during this feast, it was a time that they would come and, again, give thanksgiving for the harvest, okay? A time of what? Of thanksgiving for the harvest. Now, here's a scripture that the Lord showed me this past week that really got my attention, and I want to give it to you quickly. And again, we want to welcome our visitor today. Praise God. Amen. What's your name, brother? Vincent. Let's welcome Vincent today. Amen. Praise God. Make sure you fill out a visitor's card for us, okay, so we can keep in touch with you. But welcome today. Amen. All right. In Proverbs 10:5, look what it says in Proverbs 10:5. It says this: He that gathereth in summer is a wise son. How many wise sons we have here? You're a wise daughter. Amen. I'm trying to see who's paying attention here. Nobody raised their hands from the men. I'm going to raise my hand. I'm a wise son, right? Look what it says. But he that sleepeth, somebody say sleeps. He that sleeps in what harvest is a son that causeth shame. Amen. How many believe this is a time of harvest today? Right? The Bible says the harvest is what? Great, but the laborers are few. This is time of harvest for souls. Amen. So we got to be careful here that during this harvest time, we're not what? Sleeping. How many know I've said this to you before? The church has really been known as the sleeping giant, the church. Because we have so much ability, so much power to do what God wants us to do. But many have gone asleep in the church, right? But I'm believing God is waking people up. Can I get an amen? So we got to be careful here because this is a time that we're thanking the Lord for the harvest, okay? It's a harvest time in the spiritual realm. In the natural realm, it's not, right? Summer is ended. We are in fall, right? We are in autumn. So the fruit, right? The crops, all the things farmers have grown, pretty much it's at the end of the harvest now. Am I right? Because now the weather begins to change, right? How many enjoyed the weather in the 30s the last couple nights? That should wake you up that autumn is here, right? The fall is here. So we understand that today. Now, the other thing that the Jewish people did back then, and they do it even now, okay, during these 7 days, it was a time that the people dwelt in booths to commemorate life in the wilderness, okay? This is our booth. That's why I have this, to make you think, all right? This is our tabernacle. That's another name. Or the booth that the children of Israel, when they left Egypt and they went in the wilderness, this is what they lived in. How many can understand me today? Amen? They lived in booths. Or here's the other word, sukkots. In our former church, 1 year, our pastor and some of the other men, we built a sukkot in the sanctuary. How about it, babe? It was tremendous. It was huge, okay? We had it on the one side of the church where my drums were. They kicked me out. Praise God. That wasn't nice. Amen. No, not really. Amen. They moved my drums somewhere else. But they built the sukkot. It was awesome to see because how many know hearing is one thing, but when you hear and you see, you understand better. That's why we have this here, okay? It's a sukkot. Now, it's not really how it is in Israel, but it's to make you think, okay? It's a place where they dwelt, okay? In the wilderness. Can you imagine living in the wilderness? How many want to live in the wilderness? I don't. I'm happy I have a home to live in today. How about you? Or I have an apartment to live in, whatever, right? This is what they had, right? It was a sukkah. It was a booth. And they remember, they commemorate. They remember what it was like when they were in the wilderness. Today, I want to say this to you, church. We need to remember sometimes where God brought us from. Can I get an amen? God has brought us all out of the darkness into the light. Some of us have pretty nasty, dark places in the past. How many hear me today? Some maybe not so bad, but we were all lost at one time. How many know that? But Jesus brought us out, right? As he brought them out of the wilderness, he's brought us out of our wildernesses. Some of us are still in a little bit of a wilderness, but you know what? I'm here to tell you today, you're coming out. Amen. You're coming out if you want to. Amen. God's going to show you in the days to come. So, quickly, I need to move. Praise God. I'm going to give you some information again from Brother Rabbi Kurt Snyder. Has anybody watched him on TV? He's a blessing. I watched him this morning. He is on the Inspirational Channel, okay? If you have cable, he's on Sunday mornings at 6:30, all right? Before you come to church, some of you are probably still sleeping. I've been awake already for a while at 6:30. You will be blessed with this, brother. I'm going to give you some of his information. His program is called Discovering the Jewish Jesus. Again, if some of you want some information about him, he's not paying me to do this, okay? I'm just giving you, these are newsletters that he's sent to me since we have become supporters of the ministry on TV. So if you want something, So you can see about it. Come and see me after the service. All right. So let's go to Leviticus 23. Again, I'm not going to try to be long here. Don't worry about the clock today. Let's let the Lord have his way. Can I get an amen? We're going to try to be about the same time, but if we go over, that's okay. It's a special time today. Amen? All right. Thank you for those of you who said amen. Praise God. So here we go. The last of the fall feast is called what? Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. This feast is a joyous and happy time of giving thanks to God for his provision. Can I have an amen? How many been provided for? All of us. I mean, every hand should be raised, right? God has been good to us. He's given us provision. So we read here about this feast in Leviticus 23, 34 to 42. So let's look at that. We're going to read it. You get some understanding about what they did during this 7 days, okay? So here we go. Verse 34. It says, "Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of the 7th month shall be what? The Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord." Somebody say what? 7 days. "On the first day shall be a holy convocation." It's a special time, that first day. That's tonight for the Jewish people. Amen. "Ye shall do no servile work therein." They don't work during the Feast of Tabernacles. All the feasts, they don't work. It's a good time to take your vacation. When we get to, and let me say this to you. I really felt the Lord speak to me today that for next year, by God's grace and with God's help, I want to do a 3-day celebration for the Feast of Tabernacles. Who's with me? Some of you are. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, where we'll invite some guests to come. We're going to have an awesome time. So I'm going to begin to plan for that now for next year so that when it comes, we're going to be ready for that. All right? So look out 2020. We're going to have an awesome time. All right? Praise God. So here it is. Verse 36, 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. A lot of offerings. Watch what you read now, okay? This fire, this offering was made by fire on the 8th day. Somebody say 8. See, it was from Sunday to Sunday. That's 8 days, okay, that they came together. On that 8th day was what? A holy convocation unto you. It's another holy day, special day that they would meet. That was the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles. And you shall do what? Offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a solemn assembly. It's a special assembly. It's a holy time, okay? Today is a holy assembly. It's a holy time as we celebrate with our Jewish brothers and sisters. And again, and you shall do no servile work therein. They don't work. Verse 37, these are the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations. See, these are holy times to get together. It's not, oh, it's just another time for us to meet. No, these feasts are special gatherings, in gatherings for the people of God. Amen. And what did they do? They were to offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord, a burnt offering and a meat offering. Pay attention how many offerings are here. And what? A burnt offering, a meat offering, a sacrifice, and drink offerings, everything upon this day. Did you see how many offerings they brought? And we take one offering. One tithes, and well, sometimes we'll take two if we have a special reason to, but normally we take one. Look what God asked the children of Israel to do with their offerings. A lot more than one, okay? We shouldn't complain when we say we need you to be faithful in your giving, to give your 10%, because they were giving like 20 to 22% back in the Old Testament. I taught on this some time ago. So we should not quiver or complain about 10% because they gave double what we give today, the children of Israel. Okay, now look at the rest of this. Verse 38, beside the Sabbaths of the Lord, see, those were the regular times, the Sabbaths, right? And besides your gifts, see, they were to give all these offerings besides the regular times that they would give. Somebody say besides. So not only their tithe, but all these other offerings that they were God was asking them to give, because why? They were blessed. They had increase, right? So you were to bring it back into the church, the assembly, right? The saints. Wow, this is powerful, right? Besides all these gifts, and beside all your vows, and beside all your free will offerings which you give unto the Lord. Did you see how many times it said offerings there? Many. Okay. So let's be thankful. We don't need to do that today. Because see, they were taught to give. Because God is a giver. Can I get an amen? It's a blessing to give today. And God says, give as you're able to give, right? What we read in Deuteronomy. He doesn't ask you to give more than you're able to, based on your income, based on how God has blessed you. But look at how God asked his chosen people to give. A lot. Okay? This is interesting. 39, verse 39. Also in the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the eighth day shall be a Sabbath. There it is again. They're kind of repeating themselves 2-3 times. 7 days, 8 days. You're going to come together. It's a holy time. It's a holy conversation, right? It's a time to give all these offerings to the Lord because you've been blessed in the last year. You see this? It's a time of thanksgiving, right? Coming back and saying, Lord, thank you. Verse 40, and you shall take you on the first day the boughs, or boughs really is what it is, the boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and the boughs of thick trees, and of willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. So they would come in with branches, different kind of branches, and they would wave them to the Lord in their time of what? Thanksgiving and praise, being thankful for how God blessed them in the past year. Can you see this today? How important this is, this feast, right? This feast of tabernacles, my God, right? And it says, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. There it is again. Every day was a day of what? Rejoicing. Not mourning, not complaining, not speaking negative stuff, not about your prayer request. It was about thanking God. Amen. About rejoicing in God for his goodness, for his blessings. Amen. That's what the Feast of Tabernacles is about. That's why it's so special. Amen. Verse 41, and you shall keep it a feast unto the Lord 7 days in the year. There it is again. It shall be a statute. Now pay attention. Forever. What does forever mean? Forever. Okay? Some of us say, well, it was for the children of Israel. It's for the Old Testament. No. What did we just read? It is a statue forever in your generations. Right? Forever. You're going to see some scripture that I bring in a minute. All right? It says, you shall celebrate it in the seventh month. And here it is, verse 42. And you shall dwell in what? Booths. There it is. You shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths, right? Why? So they could commemorate and remember where they came from. Praise God. I remember where I came from. How about you today? And I'm so thankful I'm not there anymore. Amen? I've been delivered, been set free for 39 plus years. How about you? My life has been great since that day. Amen? It's been great. How about yours? Right? I know some of you been coming here for years. We just celebrated 38 years, right? Some of you, how many been saved here for more than 40 years? Can I see your hands? Anybody saved for longer than 40 years? Anybody? Okay. How about 39? I know. Brother Frank. All right, there's a few. All right, me too. Amen. And then the rest are under that, right? So almost 40 years some of us been walking with God. Isn't that awesome today? Those of us who've been walking with God for all those years, you know what? We got a lot more even to be thankful for. Can I get an amen? Because God's been faithful all those years. Praise God. I know he's been faithful to me and to my family. I'm blessed just to have mom here. 94 years old. Praise God. Still strong and kicking, right? Amen. Praise God. We have our blessings today. Different ones for everyone. Praise God. So you see here, This is what they did for these 7 days. Throughout this feast, in many Jewish homes and synagogues, a sukkah will be constructed, which is what I told you. A sukkah, meaning a tabernacle or booth, is a temporary structure made out of lumber, grass, or any other natural substance, and is decorated with natural materials, including tree branches, leaves, flowers, vegetables, and fruit. So you can see how this one is made, right? Praise God. During the celebration of Sukkot, many people will eat their meals and sleep in the Sukkot for the entire 7 days of the feast. Think about that. For 7 days, they stay in their Sukkot. They sleep in there, and they even eat in there. Why? Because they want to remember where they came from, how God has delivered them. Praise God. Isn't that powerful here today? Amen. While in the Sukkot, Jewish people remember how they had nothing in the wilderness but God, who for 40 years supplied their every need. Do you realize that? That's all they had was God when they were in the wilderness. Amen. And God was faithful during those 40 years. It says, He fed them supernaturally with manna. He gave them water out of a rock. Amen. Don't fall asleep on me here today. Amen. And they caused their clothes not to wear out. Did you hear me? They couldn't go to Kohl's whenever they wanted to. Who's hearing me? My wife loves to go to Kohl's. It's a good store. Amen. You couldn't go to Macy's if you wanted to. Who's hearing me? You couldn't go to JCPenney back then. They didn't have those stores. You know who the store was? God. Amen. The clothes that they had, He made it last for them. Isn't that awesome here today? My God. They had nothing but God, yet He was enough. Can I get an amen? He was enough. This is another beautiful foreshadow of how we should live our lives today, totally dependent on Him. Amen? Yeah, we're blessed today in the United States of America. We have everything. We probably got too much. Somebody ought to hear me today. And because we have so much, a lot of times we don't depend on God. Who's hearing me? But let me say this to you. When our needs are not met anymore, when all of a sudden so-and-so got cancer, who do we call on, church? We call on God, amen? Because how many know He can heal cancer? Praise God. I have my partner at work. He's got cancer, and I'm praying for him right now. He's had it for about 3 years, and he's improved in his body. But this past week, he didn't look good. I've just been praying for him, you know, pale, weak, because he's taking medication. And a lot of the things that they've given him has helped him. I saw an x-ray of his body this past week. When they first found the cancer, he had spots of cancer all over his body. This is my partner at work, okay? We share an office together. But the x-ray I saw this week was like 2/3 of those spots are gone. Because people are praying, amen? People are praying and medicine is working, but we need to keep him in prayer, amen? And you know what? When man can only do so much, we have to call on God, amen? I thank God for our doctors that we have, for specialists, right? They're good. God has blessed them with us. But there's nobody like Dr. Jesus today, amen? He's the greatest specialist you can have. You don't have to go to the Mayo Clinic to call on Jesus. And they got great doctors there, right? He's the best, amen? He took care of the children of Israel when they were in the wilderness. Let me hurry up here because I can preach all day on this stuff. This is important stuff here. So this was another beautiful shadow of how we should live our lives today, totally dependent on Him. Sukkot also involves the tradition of waving the lulav. Waving the lulav. The lulav is a gathering of branches, amen, made by four species found in Israel, the palm branch, myrtle, willow, and the etrog. That's in Leviticus 23:40. We read it, okay? We hold the lulav up and wave it before the Lord, amen. I wish we'd have branches today. Maybe next time we'll be prepared to do that, amen. By doing this, we are testifying of His beauty and bounty, that He is everywhere, and that every good gift comes from him, praise the Lord, amen? Every good gift comes from God, right? We're blessed to know that today. A remarkable tradition that took place during the Feast of Tabernacles in the days of Yeshua is called Hoshana Rabbah. I'm giving you some Jewish terms here today, amen. During this ceremony, the priests would march from the Pool of Siloam. How many remember the Pool of Siloam in the New Testament, right? They would march from the pool to the altar at the temple in Jerusalem, carrying a pitcher of water, right? They would then pour the pitcher of water onto the altar. You say, why would they do that? I'm happy you asked. They would then, as they poured on the altar, through this act, the priests were thanking God in advance for the coming winter rains, which would produce another bountiful harvest in the spring. Did you get that? They were looking to the future as they poured the water. They were believing God that God was going to do what? Bring the rain. So they would have what? Another bountiful harvest. Amen. How many know when we have a lack of rain in our nation, how it affects everything, right? And then when we have an abundance of rain, how it can affect us too, right? But let me tell you something. In the spirit realm, the rain of God is about to come like never before. Who are hearing me today? Yes, it's been raining, but I believe in these last days, we're going to see a monsoon of rain of the Spirit. How many are ready for it today? Because God is going to, he's going to do great things in these last days, and we're in them. Praise God. We got to get ready for this time. Amen. It's coming. Oh, man, time is flying on me. But how many are blessed so far? All right. In John, I want you to turn to John 7. I'm going to try to be quick. I can only be so quick because I got to give you all this. Jesus even attended the Feast of Tabernacles. Can I get an amen? I said, who? Jesus. Our Jesus attended the Feast of Tabernacles in John 7. Praise God. Verse 2. Let's look at that. It says, now the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles was at hand. This is in the Gospels, okay? So the time for the Feast of Tabernacles was at hand. I want you to jump with me to verse 37 of that same chapter, John 7. It says, in the last day, what last day? The last day of that great day of the feast. Can I get an amen? Jesus was there for the feast. Let me tell you something, church. If he's there, how much more should we celebrate the feast? Right? Jesus was there. Amen. Look what happens. It said, at the feast, the great day of that last day of the feast, Jesus stood and he cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Any thirsty people today? Right? How many thirsty? I'm thirsty for a little water. Right? But he's talking thirsty spiritually here. Can I get an amen? He says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly, somebody say your belly, shall flow rivers of living water. Oh, hallelujah. What? Rivers of living water in what? Your belly. Not pizza. Not mustacholi. Not ravioli. It says what? Rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Supposed to be what? Flowing out of your belly. But look at what he said here. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. See, he was talking about the baptism in the Holy Spirit. But it hadn't come yet, because Jesus had to what? Die and be resurrected and glorified. And then the Holy Spirit came in the book of Acts. Can I get an amen? Right? This is powerful today. Here it says, on this last day of Hoshana Rabbah, that was the term I said, this is what Jesus did. He cried out. It says, by proclaiming this, Jesus was revealing that he was the Messiah when he said this. How many know that today? Jesus is the Messiah. He's our Messiah today. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. I want to show you just a couple more quick things. I'm going to try to hurry again. That the Feast of Tabernacles is also going to be celebrated in the millennial kingdom of God. Can I get an amen? Turn with me to Zechariah 14. Praise God. I just have to read this and stop commenting because time is flying here. In Zechariah 14, 16 to 19, this is what we're going to read, okay? This is about the feast, okay? This is about the millennial reign of the kingdom of God that we're going to be a part of, right? In verse 16, it says, "And it shall come to pass that everyone," say everyone, "that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem," oh boy, we got people coming against Jerusalem, "shall even go up from year to year." How often? From year to year. Amen. Like we are doing here. To do what? Worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Can I get an amen? Even in the millennial reign, we're going to do what? Keep the feast. Tabernacle. This is preparation for us now because we're going to be doing it then. Oh, hallelujah. We're going to be pros at it because we're doing it now. Can I get an amen? A lot of the church, they're going to have to say, "Teach me, what's the feast about?" Not Oriel. We're going to know. Amen. Look at what he says. "And it shall be that whoso will not come up of all the families of the earth to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain." See, if you don't do what God says, you're gonna pay the consequences. Amen. People who don't come to worship the Lord in the Feast of Tabernacles, they're not getting any rain. Did you hear me? And we need rain, naturally, spiritually. Let me finish. "And if the family of Egypt," represents the world today, amen, "go not up and come not, that have no rain," look at this, "there shall be the plague." Somebody say plague. "There shall be a plague wherewith the Lord will smite the heathen that come not up to keep the feast, the tabernacles." See, this is important. We must keep the feast, the tabernacles. If we don't, there's a penalty. Okay? I don't know about you, but I don't want no plague. Can I get an amen? I want the rain. I need the rain. So do you. Amen? That's why we do what we're doing. Because not only does it represent the past, it even represents our future. This is going to continue to happen. Last verse, 19, it says, "This shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all nations." Somebody say, all nations. See how powerful this is? All nations that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Okay? So today we're blessed here that we're keeping it. My God, if even the heathen are expected to keep the Feast of Tabernacles, how much more the church needs to keep the Feast of Tabernacles today? Because those who do not will have no rain and will have what? A plague from God. Oh, Lord. We don't need that. That's for sure. So the scriptures tell us here the Feast of Tabernacles will be celebrated in the millennial kingdom of God. The book of Zechariah tells us anyone who are left of all nations that went against Jerusalem. See, all these who have gone against Jerusalem, they're going to pay a consequence. During Armageddon, will go from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. Wow. This is powerful. Here today. Amen. Can you see why Pastor Rich says we celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles? We talk about the other feast, okay, but not as in depth as this one because we read the scripture. This is important because God wants us as his people to do what? Thank him. Worship him. We should always be thanking the Lord, always worshiping the Lord because he's been so good to us. Amen. So this Feast of Tabernacles is important. So because of that, we're going to have our ladies come back up. Praise God. Rose and Dawn, I don't see her, but I know she's up there. She's going to come, and they're going to lead us in a few more songs today. Just a few. And then I'm going to come back up here, and we're going to do two things, okay? We're going to pray for Israel, and we're going to pray for your request, and then we'll end the service, okay? So this is going to be a very important, special time of the service right now as we come, our ladies, to come back up here, and we're going to sing a few more songs unto the Lord. How many want to sing again? And you can dance again. Praise God. Amen. Whatever you want to do, praise the Lord. We can take, Brother Carlo, we can take the camera. I'm going to say goodbye to our viewers because we're going to need this altar area. I hope you were blessed today, and we hope you come visit us at Oriel Christian Assembly. Amen. Here we go, ladies.